Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
So I understand from my sheet here that you are looking for volunteers for patient care and grief support volunteer training.
Yes.
So what does that mean exactly?
So volunteers are an integral part of our hospice program, and we could not provide the services that we do throughout Sonoma County for patients or for people who are grieving without the support of volunteers. So the training helps prepare people to either go into patient homes and offer whatever is meaningful for the family, or to offer grief services for individuals or as a group facilitator.
Do volunteers of this sort go into homes when in cases when the patient themselves, though still around, has refused all medical care and asked hospice to come in?
Yes, absolutely. So sometimes it's somebody who's pretty newly diagnosed and maybe really grappling with their prognosis. A lot of times it's family members who have been caring for a loved one at home, and now they're at the place where they really need that extra support. So anything a volunteer can do that's helpful for the family is much appreciated. Sometimes it's really as simple as doing the dishes in the sink, because that's what needs to be done.
Right.
Yeah.
I read here that these training sessions are going to be on Mondays between September 15th and November 3rd.
Yes.
In the morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. At Memorial Hospice on College Avenue.
Yes.
How many of these does somebody have to attend before they are judged able to take over the job, as it were?
Well, it's interesting. We would like people to participate in the entire training, which is a 9-week training. It's about 37 hours of training. There's audiovisual material, experiential exercise, written reflective assignments, and so the encouragement is to complete the 37 hours of training to become that volunteer. It actually is a life process. I think that what hospice training does is get us all to look at our lives and how we're living them, what's important to us, and really to feel gratitude for every day that we have.
Well, one thing that you know is that someday you're going to be on the other end of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I note that interviews for going into this training program are going to be held through August 29th. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for exactly? Or maybe even what are you not looking for?
What I'm looking for is somebody who has a compassionate heart, so they're motivated by really the idea of service to another human being, not so much that they're going to have maybe magical, mystical conversations about death and dying, but that they're really motivated by service. And I think prior experience in the care of a loved one is helpful, although not necessary. What I wouldn't be looking for is somebody who thinks it's a mission to save souls, because...
Or that they're building up credit in heaven.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, again, very simply being of service to another human being.
And how many people do you expect to attract to this program between now and August 29th?
Well, my hope is that we will have a very full class, which would be anywhere from 25 to 40 people. So class size, I do limit it at a certain point, which is why I encourage people, if they're interested, to come and sit with me and do an interview.
How much time does a person who actually completes the program and becomes a volunteer, how much time, say, per week are they subscribing?
Usually it could run anywhere from 2 to 4 hours on a weekly basis. So if you have that kind of time without feeling terribly stretched, it would be absolutely lovely.
Nowadays, I think most people do, unless they are really involved in the 1, 2, 3 interminable jobs that many people have to survive.
Yeah.
Nina, thank you very much for bringing this to the attention of the listeners, and I hope they're all listening. And I will tell you that though I've never been a hospice volunteer, I have been a volunteer in health services of various kinds, and it's extremely rewarding.
Yes, it
is.
As
well as helpful.
Yes, it is.
So the numbers to call for information, 568-1094 or 778-6242. And you need to do it before August 29th. Thanks again, Nina.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.